We are studying the study of the Ten Sefirot. Specifically with it, we can be rewarded with the light that reforms. If in the first part today we studied, we had discernments between faith, above reason, greatness of the Creator, force of bestowal, force of reception, the two levels between Bina and Malchut. So now we want it to happen in us. So specifically now is the time and the place to expect the light that reforms. As much as we understand, it is secondary. The main thing is that I expect the light. Please.
Taz, Volume 1, page 320, item 11. Hitpashtut Aleph, the first expansion, the Akudim, is called Ta'amim. The level of the Or Chozer is called Nekudot. The Reshimot are called Tagin. And the Nitzotzot, sparks, are called Otiyot. Now you can understand what we have said, that there are four Bechinot in these Orot of Akudim. Ta'amim, Nekudot, Tagin, Otiyot. This is what they are about. The first or among them is called Ta'amim. And the third or, called Or Chozer, is called Nekudot. It is known that Nekudot are Bechinat Din. The second or, called Reshimo, is called Tagin. And the fourth or is the falling nitzotzot, sparks, called otiyot. Again, item 11. Now you can understand what we have said, that there are four bechinot in these orot of akudim. Te'amim, nekudot, tagin, otiyot. This is what they are about. The first or among them is called Te'amim. And the third or, called Or Chozer, reflected light, is called Nekudot. It is known that Nekudot are Bechinat Din. The second or, called Reshimo, is called Tagin. And the fourth or is the falling Nitzotzot, sparks, called Otiyot.
Barur Shilot.
Clear questions? Ta'amim, Nekudot, Tagin, and Otiyot. Ta'amim, the light that expands from above downwards. Nekudot. When the lights depart. Tagin. Those new degrees during the time of the departure, and Otiyot are the final Reshimo from the complete expansion. So the main part is the Otiyot letters. Next.
Item 12. The Nitzotzot, sparks, called Otiyot letters, are the Kelim called Guf. This fourth or, which is the Nitzotzot, called Otiyot, are in and of themselves Bechinat Kelim, because Otiyot are called Guf. And thus we see where the Kelim were made. Again, item 12. The Nitzotzot, called Otiyot, are the Kelim called Guf. This fourth or, which is the Nitzotzot, called Otiyot, are in and of themselves Bechinat Kelim, because Otiyot are called Guf. And thus we see where the Kelim were made of.
Meaning specifically during the departure of the light from the Partzuf, the Shimo from the departure of the light are called Otiyot, and they are the vessels for the next Partzuf. Is that clear? feel your little tanta. Te'amim, nekudot, tagin, and otiot. Te'amim is the light that expands from peh to tabur. The light that expands from tabu back to peh is called nekudot. Tagin, the reshimot from the te'amim, and otiot, the reshimot from the departing light. There's light that expands from above downwards. This is te'amim. There's light that expands from below upwards. From below upwards. Te'amim, nekudot, tagin, and otiot. Oh, I'm sorry. This is the light. Te'amim and Nekudot. And Tagin and Otiot are the Reshimot. Next.
Arem 90, O Pnimi, inner light, explains the Kelim as known because the Otiot are called Guf. Afterwards, the O returns and expands in them a second time on the level of Chochmah. Keter remains concealed in the Peh, and O Chochmah clothes Kli de Keter, or Bina in Kli de Chochmah, etc. Until Malchut remained without or. Know that these nitzotzot, sparks, have been prepared for as kelim for these orot.
Ken.
Yes.
Item 13, the words of Dari. The nitzotzot merely mixed with the kelim, like rapach nitzotzin, 248 sparks that remained in the broken kelim, the nikudim. It appears to me that I had heard from my teacher that there were bechinot kelim in them to begin with. But these nitzotzot mixed with them and were in them as the 248 nitzotzin, rapach nitzotzin, that remained inside the kelim of Olam HaNikudim when they broke.
Again.
The nitzotzot merely mixed with the kelim, like rapach nitzotzin, 248 sparks that remain in the broken kelim, the nikudim. It appears to me that I had heard from my teacher that there were bechinot kelim in them to begin with, but these nitzotzot mixed with them and were in them as the 248 nitzotzin, rapach nitzotzim, that remained inside the kelim of Olam HaNikudim when they broke.
Kuf.
100.
Item 100, inner light, explains they were in them bechinot kelim. Da'ari explicitly wrote above that the Or Av, coarse light, that remained after the Histalkut, the departure of the Or, the Hitpashtut Aleph, the first expansion, are the Bechinot of the Kelim of the Parzuv themselves, in which the two above Orot come. These are called the second Or, Reshima, and the fourth Or, the falling Nitzotzot, called Otiyot. It is said, there were Bechinot Kelim in them to begin with, but these nitzotzot mixed with them. It means the two bechinot kelim must be prepared for the second itpashtut, second expansion. For there is male and female, zachar and nekeva, in every sefirah. Thus, of these four bechinot kelim that were in them to begin with, meaning from the above or av, the kelim of the male, zachar orot, of itpashtut bet, the second expansion were made. The kelim for the orot of the females, nekevot, of this itpashtut expansion, were made of the nitzotzot that fell inside them and mixed with them. It is said, mixed, to tell us that the Bechinot are not equal. Nitzotzim, the Bechina Gimel, came inside Bechina Daled, and Nitzotzim, the Bechina Bet, in Kli, the Bechina Gimel, and Nitzotzim, sparks, the Bechina Aleph, in Kli, the Bechina Bet, etc. And that is why this connection is regarded as a mixture.
Again, it is said, mixed. Last line.
It is said, mixed, to tell us that the Bechinot are not equal. Nitzotzin, sparks the Bechina Gimel, came inside Bechina Daled, and Nitzotzin, the Bechina Bet, in Kli, the Bechina Gimel, and Nitzotzin, the Bechina Aleph, include the Bechina Bet, etc. And that is why this connection is regarded as a mixture.
We have sparks that are less than the vessels, or lower, and then out of that we have Dalet Gimel, Gimel Bet, such discernments. Next.
Item 200 explains in the value of the 248 sparks that remained inside the Kelim. It is a great thing that he tells us here. It is known that the Bechinat Rapach Nitzotzin, 248 sparks that remained in the Kelim after they broke and died, were the cause of the revival of the Kelim. It is so because these Nitzotzin were an association of Rachamim with Din. Thus, here the Nitzotzin that fell from the descending Or Chozer are also from the association of Midat HaRachamim with Din. However, it is as a beginning, for every upper Bechina is regarded as Midat HaRachamim towards the Bechina below her. Because the Nitzotzin of the upper Bechina fell, mixed and connected with the lower Bechina, it is regarded as mixing midat harachamim, quality of mercy, with din, judgment, the same as the above 248 nitzotzin. Know that this is the whole merit of the histalkut, departure of itpashtut aleph, the first expansion. It is because of her that the above Nitzotzim descended, and the Shoresh, the root for the association of Midat HaRachamim with Din, had been made. In the following, the Ari writes about this departure, that this is regarded as corruption in order to correct, meaning like the breaking of the vessels, which also occurred in order to revive. It means that it refers to the association of Midat HaRachamim with Din, from which comes revival, and from which comes the entire correction of the world.
Specifically, thanks to these Nitzotzin, these sparks, we awaken, we are pushed, if we can say it, towards the correction of the world. Yes.
What is written here? What does it mean that the sparks of a higher degree mix?
They fall to a lower degree.
But what do they have in common?
And there's a difference between the degree itself, the vessels, and the sparks, the Nitzotzin. Seemingly the vessels are greater than the sparks. And then the difference between them causes the creation of the new degrees between the desired and the existing.
How can there be a state to begin with in creation that the law of equivalence of form controls it, that there is an association of Midat Rachamim and Din between Bina and Malchut?
Hold on. I can't hear you. How can it be that?
That there is a mixture between Bina and Malchut. How do they mix? What is their common ground?
Ratzon.
A desire is what is common. Desire. A desire to bestow or desire to receive. What's the difference between them? The difference is the style of pleasure, the mode of receiving pleasure. The desire is the desire to receive pleasure. What do I want to receive pleasure from? Reception or bestowal? So, receiving pleasure from bestowal is permitted. Receiving pleasure from reception is prohibited. Why? Because this form is opposite the Creator. But pleasure, receive pleasure. Otherwise, it is not a created being. Okay, we're not going to wait for you to think. We're going to advance.
Chapter 4 explains the Haka'a and the Bitush that occurred during the Histalkut of the Orot to the Ma'atzil, emanator between the descending Or Chozer and the Reshimot. The Kelim, which are the Otiyot, were made of the Nitzotzin that sprung of that Haka'a. The Tagin come from the Reshimot, contains 8 issues.
We are studying. It's very difficult for us, very hard. We're not used to, we're not accustomed to this language. We're not studying tests enough. But specifically because of that, because we feel how seemingly distant it is from us, we can raise a greater man, the question, the demand, the desire to come closer to this so that it would settle in us. Meaning the deficiency, on the contrary, works in our benefit. So don't waste it, please, and don't lament it, but on the contrary, rejoice because I don't understand and I want to associate myself with it. The fact that I don't understand, I won't until we have new vessels. Or rather, we'll only be like Jerusalem Kabbalists. So, to attain, this is what we're asking for, the reforming light. Please.
1. Malchut is called Aspaklaria de lo Nahara because her oar did not come back down into her kli. 2. A second reason that Malchut is called Aspaklaria de lo Nahara is that she did not leave a Reshima in her kli. 3. Zivug de Haka'a between the descending Or Chozer from Yesod to Malchut and the first Or of the ascending Malchut. 4. The kli of Yesod was made of the Nitzotzin sparks that fell of the Haka'a of Or that comes through its Achoraim, posterior in the Reshima. And the Tagim were made of the Reshima that shines from afar. 5. 3 discernments in the 10 Sefirot, Keter and the other Sefirot, and Malchut. Keter left the Reshima and not a kli. The other Sefirot left Reshimot and Kelim, and Malchut left a Kli and not a Reshima. 6. After all the Histalkut departure, the Orot returned to their place in Parzuf Ab De'ak, except for Ora Keter. Then there was a Bitush between the Reshima de Keter and Or Chochma on each other, and 2 Kelim came out. 1 for Keter and 1 for Chochma, which are Zachar, male, and Nekeva, female, in Rosh Abdeak. 7. The Hizdakhut, purification, and the Histalkut, departure, in Akudim, are somewhat similar to the abolition of the Melachim in Olam HaNikudim, who died and were revoked. 8. The difference between them is that here there was a corruption in order to correct, while in Nikudim there was an actual shattering and death.
Well, let's look at it inside.
Item 1. Malchut is called Aspaklaria de Lonahara because her oar did not come back down into her kli. No, that when all 9 orot rose back up, they left Reshimo in their place. However, Malchut rose entirely, leaving no Reshimo in her place. This is the meaning of what is written in the Zohar and the Tikkunim, corrections, that Malchut is called a Spaklaria that has no oar of her own. This matter has already been explained above regarding the Kli of Malchut, whose oar did not come back down into her Kli, but remained in Kli de Yesod. Item 1, inner light. Item 1. Malchut is called Aspaklaria de Lo Nahara because her oar did not come back down into her kli. Know that when all 9 orot rose back up, they left the Reshimo in their place. However, Malchut rose entirely, leaving no Reshimo in her place. This is the meaning of what is written in the Zohar and the Tikkunim, corrections, that Malchut is called Aspaklaria that has no oar of her own. This matter has already been explained above regarding the Kli of Malchut, whose oar did not come back down into her Kli, but remained in Kli de Yesod. Item 1, inner light, explains her light did not return to go down to her kli, but remained in the kli of Yesod. In Itpashut Bet, the second expansion, when the Zivug came out only on the level of Chochmah, by which the Orot switched, O Chochmah came in kli de Keter, or Bina in kli de Chochmah, etc., and Or Malchut in Kli de Yesod. Thus, Kli Malchut remained without Or.
You have to understand that these are two Partsufim, one facing the other, but not that the light of Malchut can be in the vessel of Yesod, and the light of Yesod in the vessel of Hod. And light of Hod in the vessel of Netzach. There's no such thing. The light, the O. We always speak of the relationship between the parts of him, because each time those are new parts of him. And then one towards the other, we call them in this way. Light of Malchut in the vessel of Yesod. Next.
Item 2, the words of the Ari. A second reason that Malchut is called Aspaklaria de Lo Nahara is that she did not leave a Reshima in her Kli. There is another reason. When her oar rose, it did not leave any Reshimo in her at all. However, the Reshimo that remained in Kli de Yesod for its own need illuminated from there in Kli de Malchut too. Again, item 2. A second reason that Malchut is called Aspaklaria de Lo Nahara is that she did not leave a Reshima in her Kli. There is another reason. When her oar rose, it did not leave any Reshimo in her at all. However, the Reshimo that remained in Kli de Yesod for its own need illuminated from there in Kli de Malchut too.
Okay, he doesn't really explain it.
Item 3, Esrik. Zivug de Haka'a between the descending Or Chozer from Yesod to Malchut and the first Or of the ascending Malchut. When Or Malchut rose to Yesod, Yesod illuminated in the Kli of Malchut through its Achoraim, posterior. Yesods, as Or Chozer. Then the descending Or Chozer in Kli Malchut struck the first ascending Or of Malchut itself, one beat on the other, and Nitzotzin sparks came down from the descending Or Chozer into the Kli of Malchut. Again, item 3, Zivug de Haka'a between the descending Or Chozer from Yesod to Malchut and the first Or of the ascending Malchut. When Or Malchut rose to Yesod, Yesod illuminated in the Kli of Malchut through its Ochoraim, posterior Yesods, as Or Chozer. Then the descending Or Chozer in Kli Malchut struck the first ascending Or of Malchut itself, one beat on the other, and Nitzotzin sparks came down from the descending Or Chozer into the Kli of Malchut.
Do you hear how it's happening? From the Malchut, light rises to Yesod. From Yesod, that light descends to Malchut, but it meets with the light of Malchut, and from this come the sparks.
From what I understand, I keep scrutinizing things from the morning lesson. I understand that we have to be a partsuf, and every one of us is like a sefira in the ten. My question is, which sefira am I in the ten? Am I a constant sefira, or whose quality keeps changing, or perhaps I am Malchut, every one of us is Malchut, and then it affects the other sefirot?
But if you influence a friend, by that you establish the first nine sefirot. And in this way, each one becomes a partzuf towards the friends, and all those parts of him yachad together in mutual bestowal. There's a common malchut between them and common nine sefirot, and this is already a goof, a body. It has a head and toch and sof. That's by the upper light that unites us. We see it when we assemble. Because in everything, we have to have ten. Next.
Item 2, inner light, explains in Kli of Malchut, Yesod, that shines in Kli of Malchut through his Achoraim of Yesod. It has already been explained that the levels that come out on the path of his dakhut, purification, are regarded as Or Chozer and Din, though there is Or Yashar, direct light in them as well. However, because they extend through the Achoraim, posterior, meaning on the path of the Hizdakhut, purification of the Avyut, coarseness, Kol Panim, anterior, the Or Yashar is also regarded as Din. It is said, Yesod illuminated in the Kli of Malchut through its Achoraim, where all these ten sefirot of Or Yashar, direct light, and Or Chozer, reflected light, together make up Bechinat Achoraim, posterior, and Din, judgment. However, we must still understand that the entire Or Chozer that descends from Yesod to Kli Malchut is only Or Chozer, without any Or Yashar. It is so because since the place of the Zivug and the Masach is in Kli Yesod, meaning in Bechina Gimel, that Masach detains the Or Yashar, so that none of it will expand from Bechina Gimel downward. Thus, anything that descends from Yesod to Kli Malchut is only Or Chozer, and not Or Yashar. Hence, there is precision as Or Chozer. Item 3, inner light, explains hits the first light itself of Malchut that rises, that ascends above. This aur is on the level of Keter. It regards the greater Avyut, coarseness, as Bechinat Panim, anterior, and the descending aur Chozer lowers the great Avyut, the Bechinat Daled, preferring the purer Bechina Gimel, which is in contrast with the ascending aur Malchut. That is the reason they beat on each other. Item 4, Inner Light, explains and struck Dabda, and sparks came down from the descending Or Chozer. They are called Nitzotzin, sparks, because of the similarity to the Nitzotzin that come from under a hammer, that sparkle and burn out instantly. It is as written in the Zohar. However, the analogy is not quite the same as the lesson. The Nitzotzin sparks generated under the hammer illuminate for a moment and vanish instantly, and their place remains unknown. However, these Nitzotzim here and the 248 sparks burn out instantaneously because of the histalkut of the Zivug to a higher Bechina, being Bechina Bet. However, they do not vanish from there, as it is known that there is no absence in the spiritual. Their atzmut, essence, and reality remain there, and later regain their strength when it pashtut bet, the second expansion, reaches there. Item 5, Inner Light, explains from the descending Or Chozer in the Kli of Malchut. It is the Or Av, the coarse light, that remains below after the Histalkut, departure of Itpashtut Aleph, the first expansion, which is the essence of the Kelim that belong to Itpashtut Aleph, the Akudim. This is where the Orot place the Reshimot, and this is where the Nitzotzin, sparks from the Or Chozer, fell. Item 4, the words of the Ari. The Kli of Yesod was made of the Nitzotzin that fell off the Haka'ah of all that comes through its Achoraim, posterior, in the Reshima. And the Tagin were made of the Reshima that shines from afar. When Yesod rose, it placed the Reshimo in its place. When the Or came through its Achoraim, it struck that Reshimo, Nitzotzin fell from it, and Bechinat Kli of Yesod was made of them. That Reshimo illuminated in that Kli from afar and did not permeate it. This is the meaning of the Tagin. Again, Adam 4. The Kli of Yesod was made of the Nitzotzin, sparks that fell off the Haka'ah, beating of the Or that comes through its Achoraim, posterior, in the Reshima. And the Tagim were made of the Reshima that shines from afar. When Yesod rose, it placed the Reshimo in its place. When the Or came through its Achoraim, it struck that Reshimo, Nitzotzin fell from it. And Bechinat Kli of Yesod was made of them. That Reshimo illuminated in that Kli from afar and did not permeate it. This is the meaning of the Tagin. Item 6, Inner Light, explains and the Bechina of Nitzotzin and the Bechina of Kli of Yesod was made of them. For Hitpashtut Bet, second expansion, which comes afterwards, called Parzuf Abdeak. Though Kli Yesod of Akudim here was made of the Or Av, the coarse light, that remained below after the Histalkut, after the departure of Hitpashtut Aleph, the first expansion. Item 7, Inner Light, explains, and this is the meaning of Tagin. Study the words of the Ari thoroughly, and in Or Pnimi, know that after the zivug in the upper kli had ceased and rose above it, the he'ara, the illumination of the zivug from the inferior kli, necessarily ceased as well. In that state, the nitzotzin that came down there are put out too. And the reshima, which was above the kli, can therefore close the kli once more as in the beginning.
Meaning the tagin returned.
However, that hara, that illumination from afar called tagin, did not stop from the kli afterwards. For there is no absence in the spiritual, as it says, Shechina never moved.
You have general questions about it?
There are two types of reshimot, tagin and otiyot. What's the difference? Perhaps this is a wrong question. Is there a difference between them?
Tagin is a reshimo from direct light, and otiyot is a reshimo from returning light.
I understand that. I understand that this is Rishimo from Or Yashar and this is Rishimo from Reflected Light.
That's our nature. Direct light is the light of Rachamim and Reflected Light is the light of Din. And accordingly, you have the Rishimot.
Tagin is not regarded as Kelim.
No, vessels are Otiyot. The otiyot, the letters, are the vessels only. All the rest are... They assemble the vessel. They are the subject of the vessel. But the real vessel is the otiyot. And even there, you have additional division. Depending on what we mean by vessel. Okay, we'll continue from right to left.
A quick question. If I understand correctly, in the beginning of the lesson, we read that the Tagin and Otiyot are after the shattering? This is the Reshimot that appear after the shattering, or I misunderstood?
No, in every expansion, every Pashtut, even Galgalta in Av, they have Tanta. How can you have Patsuf Ab come out without Galgalta generating Tanta from within it? That's what Rabash says. I went into a restaurant, I ate, I paid, I enjoyed. I have reshimo left over from eating, from enjoying, and from paying. From all those things, when they get mixed together, I have reshimo. And tomorrow, I think, should I go into the restaurant or not? What to eat, how to pay, and so on. Meaning, if we think that Ab is like Galgalta, but only a little less than Galgalta, it's incorrect. It comes out on the Reshimo from all the beating that you have between the lights and the vessels in Galgalta. You have such calculations there. How to put it? That what Galgalta scrutinizes inside of it, as a result of its work, Ab is born on that. Meaning Ab is many, much more refined, complicated, complex than Galgalta, and also the remaining parts of him. Meaning the Reshimo, those lights that descend and then depart from the Partsu, from below Ab, and along the way they have those beatings between all everything. They scrutinize, they rub against all those discernments. From that you get the next Partsuf. And that's why it's not just a little less or smaller parsuf. It's a difference between vegetative and animate. Really a new degree of parsuf. Yes, there was someone.
I know how important it is for every comma, every point to be in its place, in its proper place. Everything has its own meaning. Mainly when reading test, the word aviut, coarseness is written. So why, when I hear aviut?
I'm not an ear doctor, I don't know.
It's difficult for me. The written word is aviut. When we read, I hear the reader hear all the time aviut instead of aviut.
I don't understand the Hebrew to that extent that I can explain it to you.
What is illumination from afar?
Illumination from afar is that same illumination inside, but and not from afar, but has a weaker, different type of illumination. That's why it's called from afar. But there's no far. There's no inner surrounding. There's nothing. They're just called this way according to the level of their influence on the will to receive. That's it. Nevertheless, it has to influence it. And there is no one form or another. Just this is how we define them.
He writes here,
like surrounding, inner, you understand? Surrounding light influences the vessel. Inner light influences the vessel. It influences and that's it. But we want to emphasize that there is a weaker influence, more specific compared to the other. But you see in this how we use these kind of descriptive words, geometries and so on. So that's how we define the influence.
He writes here in item 4 that this Reshimo illuminated in this clue from afar and did not permeate it. So how does it illuminate and not permeate? How can there be a discernment if it does not permeate?
I'm telling you, there's light and vessel. The light is in the vessel, it doesn't leave, it doesn't enter. They exist together, but when we speak on the revelation of this influence towards the vessel, then it's seemingly from afar, seemingly from near, seemingly inside, seemingly entering, seemingly departing. It's all with respect to the vessel, the will to receive. That's how it's felt. There is no other way. Don't imagine that elsewhere, but how will you explain it otherwise? This is the language of branches. That's what they invented.
Clearly, every Or Chozer that rises from a lower Reshima to the upper one leaves the Reshima in the lower Bechina except for Malchut. Why? Because there is no degree beneath it?
Yes, how did they know? It's correct. That's how it's written.
That is clear. This is why I'm asking. So what happens? There is no Reshimo in Malchut?
If you don't bestow to someone, there's no Reshimo left in you. You should know as well.
But when Malchut rises, it does not bestow. It rises to Yesod. It ascends to Yesod. It does not bestow. Only there, she only has the illumination of Yesod?
Yes.
Malchut of Ein Sof was restricted in the first restriction, and all the rest is the scrutiny of the Kelim. This is her attempt to be refilled.
Yes.
So what? Now we have new Kelim that did not exist in Malchut of Ein Sof?
They become apparent. Of course they were not there, of course. They were not scrutinized, those discernments between the will to receive and the will to bestow.
All these kelim are actually scrutinies. These are not new kelim that did not exist before.
What do you mean, new vessels? If a desire did not appear before, now it appeared. Do you want to say about it that it wasn't there, or it was in the Rishimo in potential? What can you say about it? It's Ab came out. Is it in Galgalta? Seemingly in the Rishimo, in the beginning, as an idea. End of the action in the initial thought. But it's not present yet. It did not come out yet. We speak only of what's revealed.
Now begins a process that did not exist before. The Or Chozer and the sparks that fall from it did not exist before.
It all comes from the decision of restriction and equivalence of form. If there was no need for equivalence of form in Malchut, the shame, then there would be no additional development. Everything is in itself. It's full of light. And you go enjoy it. I can't enjoy it. The shame erases my pleasure. It burns me. As much as the light appears in me, similarly, suffering appears, not pleasure. From the landlord, from the host, it's pleasure. And in me, it becomes suffering. What can I do? That's why necessarily Malchut of Ensof decides that it restricts itself and it's becoming a vessel of bestowal. It all comes from there. You complain about her. Why did she give you such a hard time? Okay?
A general question. Partsuf, you said before that if there is Malchut and everyone is Malchut, then everyone becomes a Partsuf. What does it mean that everything becomes a Partsuf if it is a level of 10 Sefirot? So he's a part of the Partsuf.
I bestow to someone as a rule to receive that has a screen and reflected light and it wants to become similar to the light. And that's how I depict it. I want to bestow it to someone. So in my bestowal to someone, when I bestow to someone, I become a partsuf. How does that happen? The fact that I'm a will to receive, I'm a will to receive. If I restrict my will to receive and I want to bestow, I connect to others, to one who, those who I wish to bestow to, those others become my first nine. And with my will to receive, my malchut, I bestow to them. And this is for each and every one. And then in this connection between us, when we do it mutually, when we connect in this way, we build a network of connection between us called the Ten. This Ten becomes not individual, personal bestowal one towards the other, rather a mutual bestowal, a group bestowal. And in that we acquire a new level of bestowal. We have a common Keter, the Creator, the common Malchut that He created, and from within it we wish to bestow to Him. And then the Ten become as one. And this is now called a group or a complete partsuf that has a soul, neshama. Not in one of them, but in each one that is integrated in everyone else. That's it.
So, again, everyone is a partsuf, and that partsuf connects to a ten, and that ten later on becomes one ten or one partsuf. How does it work?
Let's say each one of us is a cell in a body. If we connect to 10 cells, we become a certain organ. That can locate inside of it the Creator's attitude towards it. Alone I cannot feel it. I can feel it only if I connect to others, and in the connection to others I build a certain system. They to me, I to them, in annulment, in reception and bestowal and so on. And then inside this system I can discover the force of bestowal, the Creator. This becomes a vessel. A soul is nothing more than a vessel for the revelation of the Creator. But in what does it reveal? In what way does it reveal the vessel? By bestowing. Who does it bestow to? To others, to the other. By that it wants to bestow to the Creator. But bestowing to the other, how will he bestow to the Creator? What will you give him? By bestowing, mutually bestowing with others, by that he gives the Creator a place to be revealed. What does it mean? We reveal him, we build him in the connection between us.
No.
Получается, у каждого двойная роль. С одной стороны, я Малхут, а товарищи девять первых. А с другой стороны, относительно товарищей...
So it follows that everyone has a role.
Как это понять?
Есть кану, мерши, есть кану из ищу...
He's saying that there's a double role here to a person. Towards others and they to him. It's true. We'll scrutinize it, but he's right.
Oded from New York is asking about Adam 3. I will read it so that we understand what is the contents. The Malchut rose to Yesod, and Yesod illuminated the Kli of Malchut through the Achoraim of Yesod in the meaning of Or Chozer. And then the descending Or Chozer in Kli Malchut struck the first ascending Or of Malchut itself, one bit on the other, and Nitzotzin came down from the descending Or Chozer into the Kli of Malchut. So he's asking, how can it be that the Nitzotzin come from the descending Or Chozer and not from the ascending Or Chozer?
That's what he's saying. There are many other questions. How can lights beat one another? And from that you get sparks. But that's what he's saying. One influence with another influence. It's possible that one influence towards another is called reception, or rather one bestowal towards another called reception. That's why there's a beating. A collision, and the difference between the bestowal from Yesod and the bestowal from Malchut is that from Yesod, this is bestowal from as a result of wanting to fill the vessel, and from Malchut is like the parts. So they are in a complete opposition to one another, and that's why they beat one another. And from that, we have sparks, already different sparks. There are many kinds of sparks. We'll learn later in Histeklut Pnimit of part 4. And these sparks fall into Malchut. This is all, in general, just to fill the ear, so that we would nevertheless begin to discover those phenomena. When we begin to discover them, we'll see a picture that's very distant from what we're imagining right now. Because every term, nitzotz, spark, what is it? What do you think? This is some a spark from flying from a piece of coal. You want to ask something, Oren?
It says here, that illumination from afar called again did not cease from the Kli, even afterwards, because there is no absence in the spiritual, because Shechina never moves. That illumination never ceased till when? Never stops till when?
You can say that nothing stops, nothing disappears. But for the time being, we're talking about innovations. So when these tagin, they hover above the letters and they constantly shine over them, over the otiot. This is the meaning of divinity never departs, never moved. There's always an illumination over the vessels, and this illumination, this heara, it accompanies them. It accompanies this development until the end of correction. Until the end of correction, it is there.
Rav, in item 3, when the ascending Or Chozer rose from Malchut, we know that Malchut has no Or Chozer of herself. So is it Or Chozer or is it Malchut?
Lights that depart from the vessels, they rise upwards. And they depart from all the Sefirot. Was there light in Malchut or not?
No.
No. What was there?
Reshimo.
Reshimo is light. There was also light. But she doesn't leave Reshimo as she is purified. But there was light, and the light that departs doesn't leave Reshimo, because there's no one to bestow to. There's a restriction on Malchut already.
Why the Or Chozer reflected light is called Din, judgment?
Because it comes from the restriction of the vessels, limitation. The vessel attains its limitation, and that's why it's called Din, judgment. It cannot stay there, because the surrounding light is telling it, you're limited, you did not reach the end of correction. So, by receiving, you only disclosed your limit. Before that, you had a state where at least we thought you were going for the complete correction, the end of correction, in the Orosh of the Patsuf, or somehow. Because in practice, the boundary was not revealed. But once this boundary of receiving the light in Tabu was revealed, that's why the Din, the judgment, was revealed. Hence, all the lights that appear during the departure are as they depart from the vessel. They are called the lights of Din, light of judgment, restriction, limitation. Okay.
Me again.
Can I ask a general question about the chisaron, the efficiency in the study of the ten sefirot? When we read Talmud Eser Sefirot, we have a deficiency, a chisaron, to reveal what is in there. At the same time, how can I connect this to bring contentment to the Creator?
We study tests in order to receive the reforming light that will give us an opportunity to bestow through the friends to the Creator. Israel through the light to the Creator. Okay, there's no more time. Where did we finish?
We're in item 5. We reach item 5 above the words of the Ari.
Okay, we'll continue tomorrow.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together.
פותח את ליבי נותן למחשבה לסדוק עוד סדק בתוכי ולכל סדק שנפתח נכנסת אהבה
היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה
היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שמעון הלב כולם יוצאים להתקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה לילה 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 שמסתתר ממני ואין עוד שום דבר ממך שלא מורגש אצלי בתפילת רבים כולנו יחד בשמחה ובחיבור הנזרצות נדליק את הלהבה ובחיבור הנזרצות נדליק את הלהבה עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שברון הלב כולם יוצאים להתקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים